In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, it's a Friday on a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling? What are you laughing about?
I'm smiling because I'm feeling pretty good, Spike Lee. Jackie Baseball?
Yeah.
Just want both of y'all to know.
Yeah.
I love you guys. And I'm thankful for you.
Oh,
how
man.
How about you, boy?
Come on.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
See, they didn't know I was going to do that.
Yeah, I just threw that at them.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I love you, too. I'm thankful for you guys, too.
Now we can tell love each other we love each other.
Yes, yes. Love you, the listener, not as much as I love these guys, but it's up there.
Considering the spec we just did.
Oh, yes.
Someone said we're closer than ever.
Yep. Look, we care about each other's performance. That's all we have to say.
There you go.
As I said,
Ike never took performance enhancers while on the field.
Look, man, it's legal in some places. It's not legal on the field. All right. As I said, a Friday show on a Wednesday, basically. We're doing a lot of our Friday stuff because we're not here tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving. Not here on Friday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. So Nick Kostos will join us at 2:40 so you can lay down all your Thanksgiving bets. He's got some picks for you.
I need him.
3 o'clock, Sheil Kapadia joins us. 3:30, Tornado Shapiro is going to attempt a game day forecast 5 days out, which I'm sure will be excellent, I imagine. Baldy joins us at 4. Tommy down the shore, 4:40. Top 5 of 5. Our picks later. It is a big, big, big show.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around this morning, Ike, and I'm trying to think about, what are we going to talk about on the show today? And I'm thinking about Sunday's game against the Ravens. Tough game. I think Eagles 2.5-point underdogs. And I think to myself, and I know how you're going to react to this, but I think to myself, this might be a good game for the Eagles to lose. Now, I won't be rooting for them to lose. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that I think this would be a good game for them to lose. And here's how I came here. First, I don't think they're winning out. And truthfully, even if they do win out, I think that creates a whole other set of stressors. Concerns that...
we never know how to handle success,
man. We're due for a loss. So I don't think they're winning out. If you lose here... it does a couple of things. First of all, it keeps you grounded, right? It keeps the team from believing all the publicity because, you know, over the last week or so, not only has it been this is a real Super Bowl contender, the running back is the MVP, blah, blah, blah. So you lose this one. Maybe you don't believe your own hype. The other thing it does is it gives you enough time left in the season where if the Ravens expose weaknesses that we have, we can address those and get those back on track. It's early enough in the season where I think if those things get exposed now, it gives us a better chance to address them. Also, it's an AFC game rather than an NFC team. So if I'm going to lose to one of the teams remaining, I'd rather it be an NFC team or an AFC team rather. Again, I want them to win the game, but I think in the grand scheme of things, I'm sitting here thinking this game on Sunday might be a good game for the Eagles to lose.
Yeah, this is speaking like a foreign language right now. I don't even understand what you're saying. In all honesty, I guess your premise is okay. Like, it's not far-fetched. It's not ridiculous.
So you see it. You see it.
You
see it.
Yes, you do.
No. Listen, I can understand the whole, if we're going to take a loss,
yep,
you'd rather it be here than somewhere else.
Right.
I get that's what you're saying.
Yes.
I say no.
You don't want it.
No. And I got several reasons.
Okay.
A, we're rolling right now.
Yep.
We're chasing down the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford to lose a game. I don't even know who Detroit plays. Oh, they play Chicago tomorrow.
Right.
Tricky.
Division game.
Yeah, pay attention to my FanDuel reads. Hey, might want to go Chicago plus the points in that one. Just saying. Detroit has struggled at home.
Yep.
Thanksgiving.
They've lost five straight Thanksgiving games.
There you go. So there's a little bit of that there. I'm saying, and you could get a loss tomorrow from the Lions. This favors what you're saying from a if you're going to lose, this is where you can lose that. But here's why I don't want to do it. You're chasing down the Lions. And quite frankly, not solely for this reason. I want to win. But you're going up against two guys you're battling for MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. You got that going as well. So you lose that battle. You lose that battle if you lose the game for the most part.
Can I play devil's advocate on this, on that one?
Sure.
Good. Good, because the only thing that I want them to care about,
I got you, yes,
is because we can get wrapped up in,
yes,
MVP.
Well, that's what I'm wrapped up in.
I know, but I would say good. Let them focus on winning.
He's saying don't worry about it. I knew you would go there.
Yep.
I know you would go there.
You're right.
You know, as long as Embiid got his MVP, we don't need to worry about Saquon getting him one.
Fuck.
Right? You know, so it's all good. No, I say that to say, in all seriousness, I'm looking at this team playing well right now, and you're chasing down the number one seed. You're chasing down the number one seed. And here's the other thing. From people like yourself and Fritz in there, I know you guys want the team to win, so I'm not doubting whether or not you want the team to be successful. But there's still questions in the back of your minds as to really how good the team is.
Sure.
And losing this game validates those concerns and says, yeah, see, we're not there yet. We're not as good as them. He's not as good as them. This is where we're at. So part of me says this is a matchup that I want to win because I don't want to hear that.
Okay, that's fair.
So these are all, it's not like a loss is going to end the Eagles season or anything of that. So I'm not going to, it's not that dramatic or that drastic. But when you're looking at small things, different nuggets that you sort of want to accomplish with this game, because it's a great matchup, best matchup of the weekend, these are things that stay tilted in the Eagles' favor. And right now, as an Eagles fan, feels good to be the toast of the town. It feels good to be the talk of national television, because quite frankly, these are the same people that was trashing the team the first month of the season, saying the coach was going to get fired, saying, I don't know how many clips I've seen from the offseason, people like Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd. Oh, you signed Saquon Barkley, worst move of the offseason. How do you sign a running back? What is that? It's wasting money. Like, all these people got to eat crow right now. And we're on a crow-eating revenge tour, being led by Saquon Barkley. And, yes, I'm being petty, Mr. Freight Train to Pettiness. Yes, yeah, yes.
That is me.
I'm being petty and wanting my team to win this game for those reasons also. Like, yes, I want to get another win. I want to stay in contention with Detroit. But, yes, these are the other reasons why I also want them to win this game Sunday.
215-592-9494. Do you agree, as you should, that it would be a good thing if the Eagles win on Sunday? And I'll tell you this, again, to play devil's advocate to what you just said, is that this team has operated well when everyone is against them. And when everyone is doubting them, mm-hmm, after the Cleveland game, and everybody's like, what is this? And after the bye, everybody's like, what is this? That's when they came together. So maybe it's a little better for them to be doubted a little bit rather than everyone praising them and telling them how good they are. So I just keep thinking
heads
about...
Heads down.
What's that?
Head is down.
Hopefully
we smell the perfume. We're not drinking it.
Oh, right.
No drink.
Right. No drink.
We're not drinking the perfume. We smell it. Now, no, we're not drinking it.
Jack, I assume you are on my side on this one.
You got to mix in with a loss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Mixing a loss over there.
Well, because
there,
there's no better motivation than a nice little loss to get them right back where they need to be. And always have that little, the little carrot be dangling in front of you. You're not as good as the Ravens. You're not as good as the Ravens. We lost to the Ravens. Remember when we lost to the Ravens? That's called fuel for a title. Come on. That's...
Man, let me tell you this. You probably were saying when they played San Francisco, oh, yeah, this is a good loss for them. They're going to refocus.
No, I said it's over. That's what I said. They broke us. They broke us.
Yeah, but I'm talking about him. He was a loss motivates the team, and this and that never nonsense.
Had they lost the first game of the year last year, the Patriots, like I said, last year's collapse doesn't happen.
All right. So we do have a next question today.
Yes.
And it's not Thanksgiving themed. I'm sorry. No. I can only hear so many people say that cranberry sauce is their favorite side.
Is it stuffing or dressing?
In our house, it's stuffing, but
I don't surprise you.
Yeah, right. But that said, so we'll talk some Thanksgiving. But,
yes.
But our next question, and the prize is you get to be officially a Foxhole guy, is I mentioned yesterday that I welled up a little bit at the end of Gladiator 2.
And I don't see anything wrong with
cried
that.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So for next question today, it's going to be, give us the last movie you cried during. What movie made you cry? Now, Ike, I know you're not a huge crier.
No.
But you cry every once in a while during a movie.
I do.
So give us one that you cried during.
Well, I brought up Titanic yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I've been mocked about that.
Yes. See, at least Gladiator's a dude movie.
Yeah,
I'm crying
I get it. Yeah. Well, hold on. Is it more acceptable to cry after Titanic? What are you crying for at the Gladiator?
I'm crying at his. Well, I don't want to give away the movie. I can't say what I'm crying during because I don't want
somebody died.
No, I don't want to ruin the movie okay. forever. It just came out.
It was Gladiator.
Last week.
Somebody died.
It wasn't about the dying.
Okay.
It was about triumph. I cried when people overcome. When they triumph.
Okay.
I get a little misty-eyed during triumph.
Okay.
Jack, do you have a movie you cried during?
Big Salty?
Yeah.
Well, not really. But besides the 2008 video yearbook for the Fells?
Yearbook.
Come on, man. I welled up every time. I would say, because I was trying to think of one, because I'm not a big softy like you two.
No. Yeah.
You can tell he has no emotional intelligence,
right?
Man.
Zero.
But I said Marley and Me. I cry at the end of Marley and Me.
Marley and Me.
Is that dog movie? I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Dog movie.
I'm sure I would. I can't watch dog movies, actually.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, because I will cry.
Right. Like Air Bud?
Air Bud, I never saw.
Air Bud's a tough one.
Really? Does Air Bud die at the end?
Nah, Air Bud survives.
Okay. What are you crying about?
Air Bud does not die. It's a kid's movie.
Yeah, but hold on. I think if I'm getting Air Bud right, which I might be wrong about, they had to let Air Bud go. For a little bit. So, and then don't come back, Air Bud.
Oh, listen, really?
And then Air Bud came back.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're right or wrong because I did. I think Air Bud once. I think I've seen it once.
Well, there was three of them. Yeah. So.
Oh, my God. I know I haven't seen three of them.
Air Bud was a flick back in the day.
Yeah, I've never seen Air Bud.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure an Air Bud won.
Marley and Me, Luke Wilson?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
And it was based in Westchester. But.
It was filmed
in Westchester, so okay. It really hit extra home. But I would say Marley and Me and Air Bud, I'm pretty sure in Air Bud 1, they said, go away, Air Bud.
Oh, no. Yeah, I cried during that.
Yeah, he'd come running back like a hero.
You can't send Air Bud away.
Yeah, oh, especially a beautiful golden retriever.
All right. No, I'm not a golden retriever guy.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think it's a good thing if the Eagles lose on Sunday? And next question today, to become an official Foxhole guy, and Foxhole guys cry, is tell us the last movie you cried during. We'll get to the phones right after Jack tells you about Scott Honda.
Getting early reports it was not Air Bud. But either way, you've heard me talk about my friend from Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car and my current Honda. Well, I recently test drove Honda's first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue. The Prologue is sleek, yet sporty and packed with technology. It also is very spacious for adventures and growing families like myself. So, celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda at Westchester and now in Vineland, New Jersey. And when you go, make sure you test out the new Prologue. Plus, ask about the unbelievable deals on the Prologue right now. Visit ScottAutoGroup.com. That's ScottAutoGroup.com. Tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Good thing if the Eagles lose on Sunday, yes or no, Jack and I have presented a great case. Ike says no. Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, I don't know, Spike. When you, I don't know. We love having characters like you. Cause I don't know when you be waking up. You a coffee drinker?
First thing, I drink one cup of coffee. Yes.
Yeah.
You probably don't got no cream, just straight black.
Correct. Balls. Correct.
All right. Because I'm like, this dude waking up like, should we have a loss this week? Come
yes,
on. Yeah.
That's what's happening.
No, we got college football mentality. Every week is do or die. I told y'all on Monday, this ain't Elliott's boxing class. But every team show up, we whoop their ass. And I know, Jack, y'all texting back and forth. See, they kicked you out of that chain. I know they got a side chain going. They like, hey, and that's my bone. Hey, I said I had a bone to pick with Ike. That's my bone. Ike,
yeah.
You've been a little bit soft lately. You've been letting these two get a little bit too slick. With
oh, just run wild, man. Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I've been letting y'all say a little bit. You know when you were a kid and your parents let you get away with a little bit, and every once in a while your mom and dad pull out that belt. Say, hey, I didn't let you get away with too much. Y'all been getting away with a little bit too much.
Well, I never got the belt.
Put your foot
shocker
on these dudes' neck. Listen, we ain't losing to Lamar Jackson. What you talking about, Spike? You talking about they might bring up some weaknesses.
Yes.
Ain't nobody in the NFL like Lamar. So we ain't going to see him to the Super Bowl. Ain't nobody. Jared Goff ain't doing what they ain't got nobody like that. Who else? 49ers ain't got nobody. Green Bay ain't got nobody like that.
They have a great rushing attack. It'll be a good test to see where our rush defense is.
Every day in practice. That's enough.
That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. And Corey, here's the other thing, and this is about your guy Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's had a nice little streak of not turning the ball over, but wouldn't a bad game from Michael Jordan where he puts the ball in harm's way be a nice reminder about what he should be doing?
No,
don't you
want
that happening now?
No, because when that happens, all y'all going to say is, I don't know if Jalen Hurts good enough to take it to the Super Bowl or not.
Yep. He
turned him. That,
I'll say it anyway.
Don't try to spin this story on us. Don't try to do it. No, it's a college football mindset. Every week, we going to lose the last game because, you know, we ain't going to need to play. Saquon going to give him the day off, Hurts, A.J. Brown, rest of us. So we probably going to lose the last game. So, no, that sticks a podcast. Hey. Rice and Ricky, that's an A-plus podcast. Listen to that. But we don't got no scheduled losses on this side. I know that's what Doc Rivers and them used to do. We don't do that on this side. Every week is game day winning. All right? Now, let me get this real quick. Second of all, Jack, my boy, OK. Hey, man, he been talking to me. He said, Jack been a little bit too slick with the tongue. He said, I got a list for him.
Yep.
Jack better watch it. He said he's gonna start pulling it back layer like layer, like Lamar did.
He did come after Jack yesterday. He came after Jack a little bit.
Like Jack's got a sharp tongue with OK Andrew.
Yeah, it's all motivation.
He put some respect on his name. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know, he said he got a bag. All right.
Give us a movie you cried during. Give us a movie you cried.
By the way, the brothers, we call that dressing. You know, I know.
I know.
That's dressing.
Right, well, again, the dressing, people apparently call gravy sauce or whatever.
Well, I don't know about that one. Tomato sauce.
Gravy's brown.
Well,
this was a tough decision because I'm an emotional guy. Y'all know that. Yeah. I show my emotion on my sleeve. I'm going to go with the Green Mile. That's a good movie.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love the Green Mile. Couple of tears.
Yeah, man. Right. Yeah, man. You know, he had that friend of mouth and all that. Come on.
All right, Corey.
Yeah. John Coffey. Do you like the Green Mile?
So it was so long ago. I remember liking
Clark
it.
Duncan.
Yeah, I remember liking it, but I barely
all,
remember
it's
the movie.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks.
He's one of the five greatest actors I've ever seen.
And I believe The Green Mile is a Stephen King story as well. I believe
is
it's
it
a
King
Stephen
or
King
Spielberg?
Book.
Is King?
No, I think it's a Stephen King book. I don't know who directed the movie, but the story, I believe, is a Stephen King
makes
story.
Makes sense, yeah.
Because actually, him bringing up Tom Hanks reminded me I cried during Castaway as well. I cried at the end of Castaway. Yeah.
Hold on, which part did you cry with Castaway?
So this is the true softy point of me.
I love Castaway as a movie. It's the sad part.
When he comes back and he goes to see Helen Hunt, his former love, who is now married or whatever, and they have that moment.
Cold-blooded, she couldn't hang on.
No, well, like everybody thought he was dead.
It? How long was it?
I don't know, a couple years, I think. How long?
I'll tell you what, Renee better make sure they find my body. before you go off and get married again. I don't give a damn how long it's been.
You're saying if you went back to the house, it wouldn't be quite as emotional as it was with Tom Hanks and Helen
Hunt. You better make
sure
I'm completely gone. Yeah, you better make sure they find the body.
Yeah, I remember, you know, it's funny. I said the same thing about Gladiator. I saw Gladiator so long ago that I remember watching it, remember liking it, but I didn't remember all of the parts of it. I feel like Green Mile is the same way. I don't remember crying during it, though.
Yeah. It's a good movie, though, Green Mile.
215.
And Castaway. That's another good one.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Brian in Abington. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
First up, Spike and Jack, how you guys doing?
Good. What about Ike?
Sorry, Ike.
Yeah, it's all good.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was trying not to break the your rules. I'm sorry.
By saying hello to everyone. Yes.
Yeah, well, not asking everyone how their day's going.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
One, I was saying, the Eagles cannot lose this game Sunday.
Mm.
Absolutely not. Mm. It's not a scheduled loss.
Mm. I'm not saying a scheduled loss. I'm saying that given where it is in the schedule, given who it's against, I think it actually might be a productive thing. I'll tell you, if they win out, I will be terrified going into the playoffs that they're due for a loss.
Mm.
I'll be okay if they lose if Saquon goes for 250 and three touchdowns and Lamar has three picks.
Exactly.
See, you guys are talking like Sixers fans now.
No, everyone's thinking about gambling. Put the FanDuel apps down.
Nope.
And for the greater good of the football team.
Yeah. Put a futures bet, hedge on your Saquon MVP bet by putting a futures bet on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. There you go. Everything's great, you know?
I don't gamble, so I have nothing on this.
Okay.
Oh, my ass.
No, I do not gamble at all. So, Spike, there's a thing that you talk about, the your power ranks in fantasy and how points should matter.
Yep.
And I would agree with you. The last year I did fantasy football, I went 1-13.
Hmm.
I had the second most points in the league.
How the hell you go 1-13?
I played everybody on their best week.
Yeah, well, I looked. I have the third most points against me this year in fantasy. I could understand. Now, I have the best team. I'm going to win the championship.
I can't even complain. I can't even, because in one of my other leagues, I'm in the same
situation.
Predicament, yes.
1-13.
I'm in the second most points in the league, but I'm sixth right now.
Yep.
In the league. I'm on the edge of not even making the damn playoffs.
Brian, 1-13 with the second
most
points. That is rough.
I got made fun of for the first 6 weeks because I was 0-6, and then eventually they were like, this isn't even funny anymore. Like, you're putting up the second most points every week in the season, and you lose.
So, Brian, give us a movie you cried during.
It was right a couple years after my dad died, the movie Onward.
I haven't seen it.
Onward.
It's a Pixar movie about losing their dad, and they go on a journey. And the guy, at the end of the movie, he sees his dad after he passed away. And I watched it with my son, and I was crying like a child.
That sounds rough. Very sorry about your father, by the way. That sounds tough. Now, I actually just thought of, I'm not a cartoon movie guy, but I just thought of a cartoon movie I cried during. I'm not going to say during, but this is all bringing up memories of other
times you've cried.
Other times I've cried during movies, yeah.
A way to be vulnerable.
So Jack had a Thanksgiving question for everyone that we're going to do next.
Oh.
That is.
Did I know about it?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's sort of station related.
Okay.
But it's for you who are listening to the show. So
I've already completely forgot.
Yeah, yeah. You'll remember as soon as he brings it up. Yeah.
More problems in the meetings.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jack's big Thanksgiving question is next. And Nick Kostos joins us in about 20 minutes to help you with your holiday weekend gambling. So that is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Merry Christmas!
And bring the boom!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bring the boom, bring it all the way.
Hold on, so are you guys, this made me think of this.
Yeah.
Are you guys, you're not playing Christmas music in your house and everything, right?
It's a little bit.
We will on Friday because we'll put the.
Do you program your house like a radio station?
No, I'm just. We usually put the tree up
on Thanksgiving night or the day after.
We'll do it the day after, right. Friday night. Yep. And my wife always wants the Christmas play. Yep. She loves Christmas music.
Cool. I'll do it Thanksgiving night. You put the tree up Thanksgiving night.
Yep.
But this year I'm waiting. I think I had to wait till the weekend, Sunday.
Well, you just put up a fake tree anyway.
And?
What are you, a lumberjack? What, do you cut one down?
I'm like, yeah, you think that shames me or something? Yeah.
Well,
I got the exact same tree that's out in our hub.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got that tree that's out there with the lights attached to it and everything.
With all the radio ornaments?
Not the radio ornaments, but with the snow on it already.
Nice.
Yeah, I got to get half naked to bring the tree up.
Why?
Because, the stuff gets in your clothes.
Oh, it does. Little sparkly things.
Yes,
the glitter
stuff
does.
On a tree.
Yeah.
Are you a fake treesman, Spike?
Yeah, we had the same fake tree for 6 years.
Exactly.
And then they accidentally sent us two of the fake trees. So last year, we finally threw that tree out, but I got another one in the box in the garage, so we're good to go.
Yeah, see, I proudly pay $150 a year for my tree.
And you're the one that cries you don't have any money.
Right.
Well, there's no... I don't know when that was true.
What's that?
I'll cry that I don't have any money.
Well, you're always like, I don't make the same money you guys do.
Well,
that's
just the factual.
It is, but 150, well, I don't know what you make, but I assume well,
I'm just listening.
I'm just saying it would be more cost effective.
There's no experience with the fake tree.
What's the experience? You just go to a tree store. It's
what are you getting out of getting a real tree?
It's not like you're cutting down the tree.
Yes.
Paul Bunyan.
Sometimes.
You do not.
You're not cutting a tree down.
I'm an expert sawer.
You can't even weed whack your own damn lawn.
No, if it was up to me, I'd be out there with an axe.
Doing what with it?
Dude, I know how to handle it.
Directing your mom cutting down the tree?
I know how to handle an axe, and I'm a great sawman. I like the outdoors.
You do like the outdoors. I still don't see you chopping down a damn Christmas tree.
Yeah, because you've only seen this version of me.
See, he's not saying you do not chop down a tree.
No.
No, but there's an option at the place we go to.
Oh, right.
There's the option.
Choose not to.
You're going to a store just like I am. What is the difference? Except you're spending every year.
Yeah, exactly. And you can smell it, too.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, but you smell it. You know what I mean? The smell of the Christmas tree.
What are we smelling?
Dude.
Pine?
Yeah. Come on, get a little pine, a little sap.
Look. I'm not manager of finances, but what I'm going to say is I see this guy buying lunch all the time, buying a new tree, buying a new tree, paying for coffee when it's free here at work.
Well, that coffee's disgusting. So it is what it is.
Coffee.
Yeah, it's gross.
All right. What type of machine is that? That's disgusting.
No, I'm sure it just tastes like normal coffee. I haven't had it. I don't drink coffee that late in the day, but I'm sure it just tastes like normal coffee. All right.
Oh, man.
Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping now at marks-jewelers.com. I'm actually going to do the first one, and then I'll give you the results after Jack does his thing here. So would it actually be a good thing for the Eagles to lose on Sunday?
No.
What do you think the percentage is at?
Let's go 98%.
93%.
Wow.
Seventh seed division.
Yeah, 7% have the
vision. Like to talk to the seven.
So, Jack, before we get back to the phones, did you want to give your Thanksgiving question for WIP faithful?
Yeah, we're big on the record people.
Yep.
And there's always, seems like there's always conversation about WIP.
Yep.
Whether or not they suck, they're the greatest, whatever.
Yeah.
I lean towards the greatest. But
yeah.
on this day...
Yep.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying, what are you thankful for? I need to know from the listeners if you're thankful for WIP. Because in my head, you should be. WIP is the last bastion of truth in this city from a media perspective.
Truth and accountability. And not like I want to sway you, but remember when the pandemic happened and we were all, you know, things were tough. We're all in it together at that moment. We're like a community hub, WIP.
That's right.
They should be thankful. Now, Jack put it up as a Twitter question. I would say that the response, it's not quite as clear.
That's disappointing.
50-50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually not bad.
No, I don't.
Considering how the usual online reaction to things is.
And next question today is give us a movie you cried during, because I cried during the end of Gladiator 2. Let's get this going here. Damon and Conshohocken, you're on WIP. What's up, Damon?
Hey, guys. Yeah, listen, it's not going to be a scheduled loss or a loss that, you know, we should expect or anything like that because, and I think Ike will be with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
This team needs to go out and show, I mean, it's going to be, you're going to hear talking points nationally about how we're going up against Lamar, we're going up against Derrick Henry, MVP favorites, like, go beat this team, you know?
Yep.
Go prove everyone once again that you're the best team in the league, there's no question, you know?
But see, Damon, you seem focused on everyone but the team. Like, you seem focused on proving to media or fans or things like that. Like, none of that stuff matters.
No. Well, it matters. Winning or losing matters. And the point of that is, the proof of that is earlier in the season. So go win. Just go win. It solves every problem. It makes you feel good.
Do you think they're going to win out?
I think maybe the last game of the season. Mm. But I just think against the Ravens, I think they're going to bring their best. Everyone's playing their best, and I think they're going to keep riding that out. I said to Jack, though, my only concern, and this is maybe if you go half throttle, is injuries. We got, you know, when we went to the Super Bowl, we had all 22 starters. We're down to 21, I think, unless somebody else I'm forgetting is injured.
Well, but in 2017, we lost four starters, I think.
Five, I think.
Five, yeah, there you go.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I'd like it to be that we have as many as we possibly can.
Sure.
But, you know, I think the team just needs to continue playing well and playing their type of football. And, you know, leave no doubt. There's no reason. There's no reason to go and expect to lose or anything like that.
There's no expect to lose.
We're not wired that way.
I just think it could be a good thing for the team. I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I think a reality check.
This is the thing. When you say that, though, what's the ideal loss?
How do they
lose the game? Do they lose it on a turnover and then we go back to the turnover talk? Or do they lose
I think
a blowout loss? Like, what is it?
I think all those things could be true. I think a reality check for the team. I think exposing maybe weaknesses that we have not remembered our weaknesses. You know, I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world for Hurts to venture back into the stuff that drove everybody crazy as a reminder. As a reminder of what he should be doing.
You don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world? He's back to turning the ball over again?
I don't, because I think it will reset him. I think it'll reset him.
I'm jumping in the school coup.
I'm out of that.
Four days off after this, pal.
Yeah. Well, that's why you do this show when there's 4 days off afterwards. Damon, give us a movie you cried during.
Okay. I mean, if you won't indulge on any B talk right now, which I'd love to do.
Well, I mean, what's the talk? I'll give you 15 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. I just thought, again, I've been a Rights to Ricky Sanchez listener for as long as I can remember.
Okay.
I've been a part of this stuff. This is untenable. This team is like the Cowboys of the NBA because we have poor management. I know you love Daryl. I don't think he's done a single thing right.
Okay.
And it's continued to
be. Did he draft Jared McCain?
Patches. Listen, that's not what's going to solve the big issue.
Oh, did you draft Maxey?
I saw 3 years ago.
Well, Elton drafted Maxey.
Who was the president of basketball operations?
My king.
To say that more, first of all, I think you're a liar about listening to the Ricky.
Because, wow.
Well, if he did, he would have plenty of me talking Sixers. He wouldn't need this extra thing. Here's the thing. Even if I were to agree with you, Damon, that the Embiid situation is untenable, there's nothing they can do about it right this second. They can't trade him this year. They can't. They're not allowed against the rules. Can't trade him this year. So you just have to hope. Idea is right, that it's untenable. The very best thing to happen for them would be for him to come back and play well for 35 or 40 games this year and get another team to thinking that it might be worth chasing that. Because you can't trade him during the year because of the extension he signed. It's just, it's like, it's against NBA rules. So, So I do think that there is a world where you're right. I think it's most likely that it's not going to work out and it's all going to end in flames. I think that is the most likely scenario, but they're stuck right here. And I disagree with you about Daryl. But what's a movie you cried during?
So a movie that I would say it's an instant classic, even though it's more recent, Interstellar.
You know, cried during Interstellar? Oh, I can imagine that.
Interstellar?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Good flick. Matthew McConaughey.
It's great movie.
Yeah.
The parent relationship in it and, you know, how he doesn't know what he's getting himself into, and then he gets into it and then you kind of realize, you know, what's at stake.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great movie.
Classic
great
tale,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Jack. Thank you, Damon. You haven't seen Interstellar?
No, Sean.
There's no way. Yeah.
Interstellar is a good movie.
Kinda
it was a big hit.
It kind of sounded like The Parent Trap.
It's nothing like The Parent Trap, which I think is a Disney movie.
I'm like, yeah, isn't that a comedy or something?
Yeah.
Another great flick.
Parent Trap's okay. Yeah. Are you talking about the remake or the original one?
Oh, I'm talking about the one with Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, that's
a remake.
That is the remake.
Lindsay Lohan.
We'll get to a Nick Costos and he might have some picks for tomorrow. We got to get his Thanksgiving picks.
Oh, yeah, we need them for tomorrow.
Yeah, now, right after, I tell you, the Black Friday is day after tomorrow. Now, it's stress for a lot of people, right, Black Friday, but not at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. They want you to shop smarter and not harder on Black Friday. John Ashdell, the car czar, has taken care of all of the stress. So starting at 7 a.m. Friday, you can save up to $12,000 off any new Hyundai in stock. That's $12,000. Plus, you go, you buy a brand new Hyundai, you leave Colonial Hyundai, you get a $500 gift card with the car that you bought. No hassle, over 200 cars in stock. The largest incentives of the year, like saving up to $12,000 off any new Hyundai in stock and that $500 gift card. And the car that you're driving up there, if you're worried that it's a piece of junk, you're not going to get very much for your trade. That is not the case at Colonial. They give more for your trade than anywhere else, at least $6,500 guaranteed. So, Black Friday is easy at Colonial. You save up to $12,000 off any new Hyundai, $500 gift card online, colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Do we have Costos? Costos, you there?
What's going on, guys?
Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, where you can get wherever you get your podcasts, and he is our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. This call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today at the BetMGM app. Costos, how we feeling?
Oh, I got to tell you, man. My football team's looking awesome right now. Giants are looking great heading into tomorrow. What could possibly be better?
Yeah, man,
Drew Lock, things are looking up.
Honestly, like I think it's going to create a great betting opportunity.
Really?
Well, because the Giants are getting bet right now, which is like hilarious to me. Well, I guess like the thought is that Drew Lock's better than Tommy DeVito, which
yes.
He probably is. Yeah. And like that, maybe that's true. But I don't know if you guys watched this. I'm a Giants fan, so I watched all of this stuff. Did anyone happen to see what Malik Nabers, the best player on offense, and Dexter Lawrence, the best player on defense, said after Sunday's train wreck loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yes.
In case anyone didn't hear it, Malik Nabers said that the quarterback's not the problem, and when they asked him why he didn't get the ball to the second half, he said, go ask Dable.
Yeah.
And then Dexter Lawrence said the team played soft in basically every situation. So it wasn't great.
Yeah, we got to get Dable off the Ozempic and get Dable like back to like where he was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And if it's true that it's not the quarterback's fault, seems likely, then why should it matter who plays tomorrow, whether it's bad quarterback one or bad quarterback two, Lock or DeVito? So the Giants are getting bet. This is going to go down to 3, I think, Cowboys -3. And if and when that happens, I love Dallas tomorrow against my team. Love the Cowboys, but it has to be 3 coming up tomorrow. So give me Dallas -3 tomorrow against my pathetic, disgusting New York football Giants.
Wow.
Do you like any side in the Packers-Bears game?
For the Bears Lions game tomorrow, I do like the Bears.
Bears Lions. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like the Bears. Worth noting, shameless self promotion. I'm on like every day. I do like 100 hours of content. And on Monday, we talked about Bears +10.5. Now it's 9.5. So like the best of the numbers gone. I still like Chicago in this game though. Although the bet is not as good as it was. Caleb Williams, very quietly since Shane Waldron was fired as offensive coordinator the last couple games, has been playing awesome football. They're starting to get the ball into the hands of DJ Moore and Roma Dunze more. And Detroit's dealing with some injuries going into this game. Like we're expecting Taylor Decker on the offensive line to miss. Cornerback Carlton Davis is likely to miss the game as well. Amon-Ra St. Brown and David Montgomery both on the injury report. Like likely to play it, but not 100%. I do think the Lions will win the game, but I like Chicago to cover. I liked it a lot more at 10.5 and 10, but still give me the Bears coming up tomorrow in Detroit.
Okay. So Eagles, last I looked, was, I think it was 2.5 point dogs.
Oh,
against...
no. Oh, we're at, no, we're at 3, buddy. We're at 3.
What do you like in that? So Ravens, 3-point favorite over the Eagles on Sunday.
I love the Eagles.
Really?
The Eagles. Also, like, do I get some credit here for coming on the show the last couple of weeks? And now everyone, do you notice this? Everyone's talking about Saquon for MVP now. I've been saying this on this show for a while. We bet him at 150 and 100-1. Now he's the third choice on the board. And I got news for everybody. This actually just crossed, like, I say crossed the wire. I got a notification on my phone. Brock Purdy going to be limited in practice today for the San Francisco 49ers. So San Francisco's in, and I'll get to the Eagles-Ravens game in a second, but just saying, if Purdy and company are going to play on Sunday night for San Francisco, like, they're going to be underdogs. Why can't they beat the Bills if everyone's going to play in that game for San Francisco? And we'll see. It's Wednesday. We'll see what the injury report shows, right? But, like, I'm creating a scenario here where San Francisco wins on Sunday night in Buffalo and the Eagles beat the Ravens on Sunday. Guess who the MVP favorite is on Monday morning? Saquon Barkley. And it's not impossible that that happens. And if the Eagles beat the Ravens on Sunday, Baltimore has 5 losses, and Lamar Jackson ain't winning the MVP because they're probably going to lose at least one more game the rest of the way. I think he's eliminated with a loss on Sunday. So a high-leverage game, not just for the Eagles, but for all these NFL awards and for betting the awards and for Saquon Barkley, who I think like is going to win Offensive Player of the Year at this rate, might get MVP as well. I do like Philly in the game. I think this is a spot where Jalen Hurts is going to outplay Lamar Jackson. I have more faith in Jalen in a big spot than I do in Lamar Jackson. So give me the Eagles, guys, plus the 3, and I think Philly wins the game on the road in Baltimore.
Wow. Now, I know our airwaves, people listening must be happy about that. And I got to say, you were strong on the Eagles last week when a lot of people were sort of iffy about the Eagles going into that Rams game, and you felt pretty strong about the Eagles winning that game.
They beat the hell out of them.
Yeah,
like that game was like there are sometimes where you look at a final score and you can say, you know, the game was closer than this would indicate or should have been a bigger blowout. That is an authentic 17 point. The Eagles smashed them on Sunday night. And I'll ask you guys this question, like hot take or just right. In Eagles Ravens on Sunday, is the best unit of the four the Eagles defense?
Ooh.
Over the Ravens offense? The Ravens offense has been the best offense in the league this year.
Ravens offense has been awesome this year. Do I think the Eagles defense not is going to completely shut them down? But this Eagles defense is evolving into something I think that has a chance to be special coming down the stretch this season. And Howie did it again, right, with Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
Like losing Brandon Graham obviously hurts, but tons of depth on that defensive line. I really like this Eagles defense. So maybe slightly a little bit of a hot take there, but I think the Eagles defense plays well enough to get to let the Eagles defense score enough to win the game on Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you, Nick, the defense has exceeded all expectations, and every time they get presented with one of these challenges, they don't have any problem answering the call. They really have not. We said it against Cincinnati. We said it against Washington. We said it against the Rams. Now it's Baltimore. So they've answered the call every time they've been challenged with one of these offenses. So, yeah, I don't see why there's any reason to doubt this team now or put limitations on how good this defense can be, because they've been exceeding expectations every week, no matter who they faced.
Yeah, and I got to give, you know, I'm wrong, just like anybody is. Like, I can be wrong a lot. I still don't think Nick Sirianni's, like, the best coach when it comes to in-game decision-making. He's made some weird ones this year. But I have to acknowledge, as a Nick Sirianni hater, great first name, though. But as a Nick Sirianni hater, like, how can... Dude, they've won 7 straight games.
Yeah.
Yep.
They look awesome. Like, he can't be bad if this is what they are. Like, he just can't be. So, I think I have to walk that back a little bit. And, you know, still the chance for him to screw things up royally in a big spot. But I have to walk it back a little bit, right? I have to be honest about it.
Well, by the way, he wouldn't be the first good coach to make questionable in-game decisions. That was the wrap on... I've mentioned a few times, and I'm not saying that Nick Sirianni's Andy Reid, but Andy Reid got killed for time management, for not running the ball, and like all these things.
Yeah,
that
but Andy never, like Britney Spears, like buzzed his hair off during a bye week like a crazy person.
Well,
just saying.
Well,
that rallied the team.
Did it?
Fresh start Sirianni, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so yes, Sirianni, that's for the Eagles championship DVD. We'll point back to that.
They haven't lost since.
That's what turned things around.
They haven't lost. All right, Nick, give us two good games for Sunday and then a prop.
I can give you, like, I did all my work just now for the show today.
Okay.
I've got all my props for tomorrow if you'd like to do that as well.
Okay.
So for Sunday, I love the Colts on the road at the Patriots. I bet the Colts on Sunday. I lost. But there's a portion, like a way that game plays out, where Indy keeps it way closer against the Lions. 3 30-yard plays, called back due to penalty. Drew Ogletree dropped a touchdown pass at the 1-yard line. I'm not saying the Colts should have won the game, but I think that if the Colts had kept that game closer, there's no way this point spread, Colts 2.5 at the Patriots, there's no way it's below 3. So I really like Indianapolis. Give me Indy minus the 2.5 at the Patriots. We talked about the Eagles. I love the Eagles. I like Carolina plus 6 at home against Tampa, where Bryce Young pretty quietly is starting to play like really good football. Now, I don't know if Carolina is going to win the game, but I think 6 is a lot of points there. So give me the Carolina Panthers. And if the point spread's going to be 3, and it is right now, I understand like the people wanted to bet Cincinnati up from 2.5 to 3. At 3, I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think everyone forgets the Bengals are just kind of bad. And they've only beaten bad teams this year. And while I don't think the Steelers are great, they're definitely not bad.
No, they are a real NFL team. Yeah,
yes.
they're a good team. All right, how about this? One prop for Sunday, one prop for tomorrow.
Let's go with the one for tomorrow. So let's do first game for tomorrow, Bears-Lions. Let's go Rome Odunze over 44.5 receiving yards. Since Thomas Brown took over as the offensive coordinator, 20 targets in the two games that Thomas Brown has been calling the plays. And think about it, Detroit's likely to score in the game. Bears are going to have to score to keep up. I like the Bears to cover the spread. Let's go Rome Odunze over 44.5 receiving yards. And then how about this? Now we need, and like it's early in the week, right? So I don't know if he's going to play in the game. We think Trevor Lawrence is going to play. If Trevor Lawrence starts for the Jaguars, he's practicing today. I think Brian Thomas Jr., the rookie first round wide receiver, goes over 100 yards against his Texan secondary. Susceptible to deep plays coming off the bye week. BTJ over receiving yards, but only if Trevor Lawrence starts on Sunday for the Jaguars.
All right, Kostos. Well, we appreciate you. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure you'll have 75 different bets going on those games tomorrow. There you go.
The parlay that I have to cash is somehow like watching the games without infuriating my wife and my in-laws. That's the parlay that I need to cash.
What's that? That's longer odds than Saquon as MVP beginning of the year, I think.
Yeah, it's honestly, like they wouldn't even put it on the board.
Right. All right, Nick. Appreciate you, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys and the listeners. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Yes, sir.
There he is. Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet. He is our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app. I should have asked Kostos what a movie he cried during was. I would love to see Kostos crying.
Yeah,
I was trying to think what would make sense for him.
Yeah. Maybe Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss.
Rounders,
something like that. Yeah, you ever see Let It Ride? Let It Ride's a good one.
Nah,
that's about a guy just having the best day at the track ever. A guy who's like at his last dollar, having the best day at the track ever.
One of these days, we'll hit one of those parlays.
Yep, I think of you guys when I think of that.
Thank you.
So, Shil Kapadia will join us next, and I'm going to run the Eagles. A loss on Sunday would be good.
He'll handle that well.
Past Shil. Yeah. I don't think he'll agree, but I want to run it past him. So Shil Kapadia of The Ringer is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.